Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. And where you get the podcast, of course, you're listening or you're watching, whatever you're doing. Just make sure you rate, review, follow, share, tell everyone about the podcast, because that's what we are now. We're a podcast, and we need all your help. And when you do all that rating and reviewing and stuff like that, it actually helps us out a lot. It gets it out there. So thank you once again. Yes, yes. Real quick, I just want to say congratulations to, gosh dang it, now I can't,
Drew,
yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Molly. Drew, yeah, he won the tickets to the VIP. The VIP
That's this
tickets.
Weekend.
Yeah, it's this weekend, Omaha Whiskey Fest. So, yeah, congratulations to everybody that won and actually played along. We really appreciate it. And if another pair of tickets pops up, we'll be sure to let you guys know. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. All right, so we're going to kick this off. First of all, how to get a hold of us, bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, you can leave us a message at 402-915-0962. That's the party line. And you can reach out to us through the website, bigpartyshow.com, powered by Bythewood Creative. We got merch there and everything like that. And we're going to have also tickets. What is Bluebird Improv?
Yeah, Bluebird Improv. Coming. They're coming to the Holland Center later this month.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have a chance for you guys to win some tickets to go see some comedy, some improvisational comedy.
Yes. And it's going to be good. All right. So we'll have some tickets for you. We'll dial you guys in on Friday for sure. All right. It's time to motivate.
The truth is, you must keep going. I repeat, keep going. Why? Because you deserve to see what happens when all your hard work pays off. Keep going because you're stronger than you think. Oh. Keep going because each step forward brings you one step closer to your goals. Keep going because the best is yet to come. You need to understand you can't win all the time, and unless you lose, you haven't even tried. And if you fail, at least you'll fail falling forwards. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns. Things happen that you don't expect, that you could never have expected. So don't get too confident, even arrogant, when you succeed, when you win and you're on a high. Just remember, no matter how poorly you have performed, you're never hopeless. Keep going, because the one thing you can be absolutely certain of is that the tables will turn. That's absolutely guaranteed. So in other words, if you're on a high, be humble. And if everything has gone wrong, be hopeful and keep going. Just remember, nothing ever stays the same. So, the truth is, I repeat, you must keep going. The rewards will be there for you.
Oh my God.
Is everybody in that thing good looking? Of course, they're all going to have great lives. That one guy where it's in the sunset and he doesn't have a shirt on, I'm like, damn, if I looked like that, I'd feel like the world was my oyster too.
Oh my God.
How many people were running? Like, you and I are never going to run.
No, but hey, now you're being demotivated here. What's going on?
I was watching this, Molly. And as it compounded and there were just more thirst trap people telling me how I could have a great life. I'm like, I don't know if you and I are living the same life.
Life, exactly. And I like how he just keeps reminding us to keep going. Just keep going.
Keep going.
Just keep going. And,
is that what everybody tells themselves is they're running on a trail? I ran into a friend the other day running.
Really? Oh, how's that?
Yeah, she was running.
Did she stop?
I was walking.
Yeah. Did she stop?
Walking in the park. No.
What happened? Okay. You just said hi.
No, she can't stop. She's running. I could stop because I was walking. I wasn't going to like break my stride. I mean, I could just be like, hey, we could have a conversation because I'm not exerting myself. I'm just walking. And she's like, can't stop. I'm running.
And that's what it was. I mean, that is a thing, though, because I remember I was at a gym once and I was on a treadmill and I ran into somebody that had walked by and they said, hey, and I'm like, hey, and I stopped. Got off the treadmill. And then they're like, no, keep going. Don't stop. And I gave him a hug.
You're like, I'm looking for any excuse, thing. Actually. You're like, I don't even like you, and I would never hug you on a normal day, but I really needed to get off that treadmill.
Yeah, yeah. God, okay. All right. I guess you run into people all the time. I mean, if you're working out, you're working out. I mean, what are you going to do about it? But you just got to keep
in the park.
Remember, keep going. Just keep going.
Running with her dog.
Keep going. Yeah. I had to laugh because that it felt like a lifetime listening to that. It was. It felt like a lifetime because it was over a minute.
Yeah. It felt like it. Like I was like, I feel like I've lived a lifetime listening to you cheer me on. I can go to bed now. Full day.
Keep going. All right. Question for Molly real quick at 402-915-0962. Someone needs help finding a song. I like how they ask you, but they're asking you because of the fact that that you have a son. So she's saying it was popular like 10 to 12 years ago. And having a son, she figured you would remember the song. Right? It's a female vocalist. The lyrics said something about because son – tonight, you are mine. Let the music play. That's all she can remember. It was a heartfelt song, she says. It's kind of upbeat in capacity. So, son, tonight, you are mine. Let the music play.
Sounds kind of creepy. Tonight, you're mine. You're like, yeah. What kind of mom-son relationship do you have when you're talking about tonight, you're mine?
Yeah, I don't know the song. I don't know the song. I guess we can.
I mean, I can look it up. I mean, probably like right. Like you can put the lyric in, and you know, you can find just about anything. But no, I don't. I don't know that one.
All right, I'm going to look it up as we're going. I'm not familiar with. All right, Super Brock there. Let the Music Play by Shannon, is what it is. Okay. All right. Did
is
you
it
look
a
that up,
mother,
Brock?
Son song. Brock?
Did you look that up, Brock, or did you just know that? Okay. Oh, wow. Very
Has
nice,
your mom
man.
Sung that to you?
He knew it.
Right? Okay, Brock, am I wrong in thinking, like, if your mom said that to you, like, son, tonight you're mine? Like, you'd be like, ugh.
That is creepy. I agree with Brock.
Just wanted to make sure that I wasn't some creeper thinking that that's where my mind went, but, like, that's where my mind went.
I'm impressed that Brock knew that. I mean, not that I don't carry lyrics in my head. I don't know songs. I you know what I mean? I know some songs. Sometimes I wake up with a song in my head, but I don't remember lyrics. My brain just doesn't. I mean, We Are the Champion, of course, songs like that. But
I doodled in high school. I have full sheets of lyrics.
How'd you doodle? Oh, did you really? Did you write lyrics or did you take them from songs?
Take them from songs that I liked.
Okay.
Instead of doing math homework. Like she's like, wah, 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 isosceles triangle. And I'm over there like, doot, 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 writing song lyrics. I'd like to practice in cursive. You know, some girls write their names like Molly and Brock forever. I was not that girl. I was the one who was like, instead, I was like, oh, let's write the Cure lyrics and see where that takes my mind.
Hey, did you ever, McDonald's made an announcement today. And yeah, they said that they're bringing back a fan favorite. It was like maybe 10 years ago when they did this or something like that. Did you ever play the Monopoly at McDonald's?
Didn't they get like in a whole lawsuit about
I
that?
Think
like somebody?
So they're bringing it back next week. I think it starts next week.
There was a documentary about how people like were inside it and like got a bunch of them, and they were like winning stuff and they weren't supposed to.
Yes,
they're bringing it back.
Yeah,
I don't
bringing
eat
it back.
There. Do you eat at McDonald's? You get sodas from there though.
No,
you'll go and get pop.
It depends. It really depends. Most of the time I'll hit a QT if I'm just going to get a pop or something like that. But like if I crave fries, yeah, I'm going to go there. I couldn't tell you the last time I had anything other than fries and a Diet Coke. But I'll tell you, to be honest with you, it might be once every month or two is how often I will go there.
Okay.
I don't know why that is, because I don't mind McDonald's, but you're a Burger King person, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We were even talking about having it for dinner tonight. So my daughter has a class tonight. And so dinner gets like iffy, you know, because of the timing of like when Peter gets home and when I'm home and when they need to eat. And so a lot of times I'll just punt and be like, drive through dinner.
That's easy and
the
simple.
The kids get so excited. They're it's usually their idea. They're like, Mom, don't stress about dinner tonight. I think you should just go through the drive-thru. I was like, oh, do you? You're so worried about me stressing about dinner? Is that where that comes from?
So if you had to compare the two, Of course you go to Burger King. Do the kids not like McDonald's or something? Or
they
is
don't.
It just, okay, they don't. All right. Why is that?
I don't know.
They just don't.
I think because they're burger people and they don't like the burgers. Like at Burger King, I mean, first of all, you can get it your way, right?
Yeah.
But I think what happened, this is my guess. I think what happened is they ordered burgers from McDonald's and it has onions on it. And they were like, gross.
Oh, they don't like onions. Okay.
Most kids wouldn't. Most kids probably. Okay. It has that sharp taste.
Yeah.
And so to them, I think that's a McDonald's hamburger is like you get onions. And so they don't like
They it. Don't do it? Okay. Because no. If I had to compare, like I don't get Big Macs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't get those kind of things. Yeah. I do like the quarter pounder.
Yeah.
But I don't know of anything else. I mean, that I would actually get there. But if I was to go to Burger King, I mean, I'd have to get, I don't even know what I get there. Do they have a quarter pounder there? They have a quarter pounder there, don't they?
It's like the junior Whopper is okay. Kind of what that would be. The last time I had McDonald's, I was at the airport.
Okay.
And they have that two cheeseburger meal deal where you get like two cheeseburgers, a fry.
That's the only thing I would get, you know,
that's the only thing I ever. The only time I get McDonald's is at the airport. It's because it's so easy. It's so fast. And usually when we're traveling with the kids, there's at least something that they'll eat on that. And it's not quite like when you eat at the airport, it's $1 million. I saw the funniest meme the other day or like reel. And they were talking about how I got to the airport at 5 a.m. so I could save $50 on my plane ticket and then proceeded to spend like $100 at the restaurant bar waiting for my flight.
Every time. Yeah.
Every time. Like you're
time.
Like, I saved so much money on this flight. And then you just throw it at a waitress while you're at the airport.
Okay. So, so they have, I'm sorry, I'm so stupid about this, but you're right. It is pretty much just Whopperland, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then they have a bacon double cheeseburger. Like
they
have
a double cheeseburger.
I can crush that for sure.
Right. I mean, they've got a bacon double cheeseburger and a double cheeseburger, but if you're looking for like a quarter pounder, then that would be the junior Whopper.
God, Whoppers are so damn good.
Oh my God.
So
really?
Good. I love Whoppers. I can't believe
we're having this big of a conversation about fast food.
That's okay. I like Whoppers. I mean, if you guys want to jump in, you can jump in. bpscrasher@gmail.com or that number 402-915-0962.
It's our weekly food conversation.
Yes, it is. I need an edible for this one. I love Whoppers. I feel as if Whoppers are one of the best sandwiches, not only in fast food, but I would compare that to like some restaurants.
You're
but the
broken.
Only problem with it is that it, hey, I like what I like. The only problem with it is that after you eat it, you need a nap. It just tears you down.
Disgusting, because it's like nothing but like sugar and sodium.
But
and
what do you get there? What do you get there? You're the
I don't get anything. Like when I go through the drive-thru for the kids, I get them food. I eat at home. Like I pretty much don't eat fast food.
Oh, I didn't know that. I figured if you're going to Burger King, you're getting something.
No.
Not even that chicken sandwich. That thing is stellar. No?
No, I just get stuff for the kids. I mean, I don't really eat that stuff.
Okay.
Every Saturday, we've got this standing thing in our family. Every Saturday, Declan goes to Culver's and gets lunch. And he gets lunch for Peter, he gets lunch for Mara and himself, but I never get anything. They're like, are you sure you don't want anything? I'm like, no, I'm fine.
Culver's right, like next door?
I mean, he takes the train.
He takes the, that's a good kid.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
He takes the L. Yeah. He goes to Culver's. He loves it. He hops on the L, he goes to Culver's, and then he brings it home. I mean, it's like, he's like a little errand boy.
Is it cold?
It's not cold, no.
Oh, okay. So it's a quick
it's
ride.
Only, I mean, the train's quick.
Okay, all right.
I mean, he's not going all the way downtown. He's going 1, 2, 3, 4 stops.
Okay. So if you we probably covered this before, but if you had no choice and they're tearing down the house next door.
Uh-huh.
And they're putting up a fast food joint right next door in the neighborhood. I mean, you can reach out and touch somebody. Which one would it be? Which one would it be?
Something that doesn't smell. The problem with Burger King, we looked
I
at
love
a house.
That smell. I love that smell when it's
what's
smoking.
What's crazy is we looked at a house that was four houses away from the Burger King that we go to. And one of the things was,
God.
I hope you don't mind the smell. And I was like, that's a deal breaker for me. Like, I can't walk outside and be like smelling Burger King every day. Like, I'm not spending X amount of dollars on a house to smell Burger King.
How about here in Millard? Those people that live over there by that Hormel, it smells like bacon all the time. Like stinking bacon. I don't know how you do that. I mean, I love the smell, but you can
My
only
aunt and
so
uncle
smell.
Had a place over by the Kellogg's plant. You could always
and
smell
like cereal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All wonderful smells, but not.
All
I mean,
such good smells. But, you live by these places. You're so lucky.
Oh, yeah. You are so lucky. But you have no choice. What is it going to be? Would you want
I have
a burger
no
team?
Choice.
No, you have no choice. They're like, hey, we just tore down this house. This is what we're doing. We're putting this. I would want
probably a Taco Bell.
See, they don't have enough for me on there. I don't. I would have to go Culver's.
Oh, Culver's would be good. Yeah, no, yeah. Culver's close to the house. The last house we lived in, we moved right before they put the Culver's in at the end of the block. Peter's like, do you know how much money and how much weight gain I saved that wasn't open while we lived there? So the Culver's that Declan goes to is by the house that we used to live in before we moved into the house we have now.
Okay.
And just as we were moving, they put up a sign like, coming soon, Culver's. Peter's like, are you kidding me? Had I known, I don't think we would have moved.
I'm like, with him. I mean, yeah.
It would have honestly been half a block away.
But doesn't
I'm terrified to think what would have happened to the BMI in our household.
Doesn't Culver's have everything? Don't they just have everything? It seems like they do. I mean, they have soups and
my
fish
thing is
and
we always get it on road trips. Mm-hmm. That's the we always stop in Coralville because it's the halfway point between Chicago and Omaha. And we always stop in Coralville and we go to the Culver's there. And the kids will get whatever. And the thing that I always get for lunch, this is my one, like if Declan could bring this home and it wasn't such a pain, I would have him probably bring it home. And that is their like cement mixers.
Okay.
And you can get like the mix-ins.
Sure. Yeah.
So on road trips, like the kids are eating lunch and I'm having ice cream at like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Which is awesome.
So good. I get the vanilla. Okay. And then you can get two blend-ins, and I get the vanilla with M&Ms and peanut butter cups.
Perfect. Perfecto. That might have to be what I'm doing today.
It is so good.
But the McDonald's thing, the Monopoly, instead of winning some of the stuff like before, I don't even know they're like free meals. Now you can win trips and everything like that.
Okay.
So they stepped it up. So there you go.
I mean, I would take
McDonald's. All right, A-list report. What is happening? There was
lot so much to report. This is a happy week. Some weeks you're just scrounging, and then some weeks it's just an avalanche of news. So we've got Full Circle. We've got a big celebrity couple separating, and then obviously the big celebrity couple, Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco, getting married.
Yeah.
So the big news is Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban, after 19 years of marriage, are separating. And everyone's like, what's going on?
What is going on?
They haven't
on?
Really been seen together in public. Last time they were like seen together was back in May. And then in June, which was their 19th wedding anniversary, she's like, happy anniversary, baby. And he only put like heart emoji, like didn't even reply or post his own thing.
Okay.
So apparently they are done. She, according to sources, she didn't want to separate. She wanted to make it work. She's Catholic. I think that for her, it's like, this is a big thing.
Oh, so you're saying he made the decision, huh?
So it sounds like he was the one. He's like, let's just call it quits, which is interesting because when they first got married, they'd been married for like 4 months and he had a drug problem and went into rehab. They'd been married 4 months. He went into rehab for 3 months.
Okay.
And then like not that long ago, he won an award and he thanked her. Like, he's like, you want to see what love is? Like, we were 4 months married and I hadn't dealt with my drug issues and I had to go into rehab and she stuck by me. And now 19 years later.
19 years.
Completely forgotten about the fact that she stuck with him through rehab. Well, so I don't know what exactly happened.
That's
I'm
a
sure
bummer.
They've got two daughters.
They're a different couple to me. I mean, because one, you never
they've
really saw
been
them
an
together.
Odd couple for me.
Yeah, very odd. And the thing about Keith Urban is his hair for some reason, and then that all those tattoos. It's a weird look. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then he talks.
Because she's stunning.
Yeah.
Right? And yes. She's statuesque. And the thing is that whenever they're on red carpets or stuff like that together, she's like half a foot taller than he is.
Yes.
And so then he's got this weird hair and he's shorter than she is. And she's just looking freaking A-list fab.
Yeah.
Next to this guy. I mean, they're both Australian. So there's that.
So I guess I never realized she was Australian. I guess I never. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So.
Yeah, she's an Aussie. Okay. So is he. They live all in right. Nashville, but I think they've got a place down under.
Okay.
So that's happening. And then Selena Gomez, more details coming out from her wedding reception. Apparently, Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift gave toasts.
Oh, very nice.
I know. And so some of the details that are coming out about Taylor Swift's toast, I guess it was fun. It was funny. It was heartfelt. And it even like made some people choke up. But she was talking about the fact that, you know, they've been friends for so long that they're like sisters, and that she can't believe that, like, she was teasing Selena about beating her to the altar, you know, but that they both found the loves of their lives and how happy she is for both, you know, for them.
I don't know. Have you ever done a toast? That I don't know if I could do it. Like when Oliver, the young one, stepson Oliver got married, Colin did a toast, and I kept on him. Right, I'm like going, dude, you're going to have to do a toast. You got to figure out what that's going to happen. I don't want you to get surprised. Like, oh God, I got to do something. I want you to do well. He went up there and nailed it. He didn't have anything in his hand. I mean, I was like, he's making people laugh. I was so impressed.
Terrified.
By the way, it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Colin.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's his birthday. What did he say in the text? He goes, I feel old. I don't know how you guys do it. I'm like, just move slower.
What, age?
Yes, move slower,
Colin. He needs to
watch
that motivational thing at the beginning. Just keep going. You just keep going. And then you go again.
Yeah.
And you keep going from there. And just when you think you should stop,
yeah, keep going. That's right. But anyway, yeah, he nailed it. I have never had the opportunity to write one and do one. I don't know if I could. For some reason, it seems like a lot of pressure to come up with something.
Yeah.
Because you want to make it moving, right? And you want to make it, you know, it's not stupid.
Right? I had to do one at my sister's wedding. At her wedding reception.
How'd that go?
You know, I don't even remember.
That's nice.
No, I just think that I was so nervous. You know how you get like so, no, I'm wasted. I mean, it's like an hour into the reception and you're like, hey.
Yeah. So you don't remember. Okay.
No, I mean, I have notes somewhere. Like I wrote down notes and things like that, but it's like such, like you don't want to be, there's this fine line. Like you want to be funny, but you want to be poignant. And you want to make it all about the couple. And usually it's like, here's my memory or here's whatever. So it's a finely threaded needle. Like you got to be really careful. There are some people that are just naturals and just get up and do it. And they're great.
Yes.
I just don't like that kind. I think part of it is that people mistake what we do as that we like that kind of attention.
Oh, I hate it.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I think people think that like, well, you guys talk for a living. Like you do all this stuff. It's like, yeah, to each other in a room. That's quiet.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like I'm not in front of an audience of all my, and here's the other thing.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of being in front of an audience of strangers. Like I've been on stage a ton of times where you're just like, whatever. I don't know you people. At the end of the night, I'm just leaving.
Uh-huh.
But it's like when you're in a room full of your nearest and dearest, and
it's
you
harder.
Know that if you screw up, you're going to have to still see them at Christmas, and that they're going to be like,
harder.
Remember when you totally lost it at that toast for your sister? It was so bad.
Yeah, it's I don't like it. But you're right. People do think this because what we do for a living, we like the constant attention. It's not really about that. I like to have fun. You know, in the end,
yeah,
I don't know.
Like our good friends know that. Mm-hmm. You know, like our good friends know. I mean, I think it has to do like same thing. Like I would rather crawl in a hole than die than have people sing happy birthday to me or make it like a whole thing.
I am with you.
Like
I don't
like
that either.
Don't do that. Like, do you want to see me spontaneously combust in shame and embarrassment?
God, I hate that. Surprise parties, birthday
happy
singing.
Birthday. You're like, no.
On your birthday, do the kids know? No, they don't sing happy birthday. Wylene does to me. I think she does it just to mess with me. But also, she makes me take part when the dogs have a birthday and singing happy birthday as well. Now, that's a little weird.
Peter singing happy birthday to me, or like the kids singing happy birthday, like if it's just the four of us, that's sweet. You know, that's like a nice moment. I'm talking about you're having a big party because it's your birthday. I mean, that alone, I'm like, stop talking.
Yes.
Like
I'm with
there's
you.
A big party and it's about me. Like,
nope. All right. So Taylor, it seemed like Taylor Swift doing a read like that would be pretty impressive and amazing for some reason.
And Ed Sheeran, he did as well. So the other big news, the last big news story, they announced the Super Bowl halftime performer is going to be Bad Bunny.
I know. Everyone thought it was Tay-Tay.
Mm-hmm. Everybody thought it was going to be Taylor. It's not. But here's the other big news. He's doing it entirely in Spanish.
Okay.
And everyone's like, it's never been done like that before.
No.
So everybody is talking about the fact that, like, he's going to do the entire performance in Spanish. And then that will be a first of its kind. He's Puerto Rican. He just finished doing a residency down in Puerto Rico and, like, killed it. He's huge.
Oh, he's very huge. Are you kidding me? He does it all. He acts. He does it all. So he's doing it all in Spanish, so huh?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm miss. I don't know. I don't speak Spanish. I speak no Spanish. I don't speak Spanish.
I mean, I think like with the music, it doesn't matter. Like, Like, I guess I got to brush up on my Duolingo. Uh-huh. I hate the fact that I'm not bilingual.
I do too. I know a little bit of German because I lived there for 6.5 years, but I was younger. But Spanish is something I've always wanted to learn. And people, even my Spanish-speaking buddies and Venezuelan buddies, Manuel, my brother-in-law, they like say, use ChatGPT. It will teach you Spanish better than anything else out there.
Really?
And I'm like, because they say it's like it personalizes it. So it literally will go, how do you want to learn Spanish? Do you want to learn Spanish? You live in the Spanish-speaking country. You know what I mean? Like you know what I mean? Conversational.
Yeah,
slang.
It's not just learning like AP English, but like you're learning like, hey man, what's up? Like that's not the stuff that they're gonna.
Yeah, because that was the hardest part of taking German in high school is because they were teaching you out of the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't really learn until you went out on your own and started meeting people.
Then you're like, Zvie Gets.
Yeah.
Did you do Zvie Gets? Zvie Gets.
Zvie Gets. Yeah.
Gates.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, P. Diddy's getting put down in the sentencing. Not put down in the sentencing on Friday, by the way.
Is he a dog? Getting put down.
Also, Bud Crawford. What the heck happened there? Do you even know? All right. So that celebration was happening on Saturday, right? Uh-huh. You know, the game, the second key to the city and all that stuff. Anyway, about in the morning, like 1-2 in the morning, I don't know what it was. Reckless driving, got pulled over. Apparently the cops saw some guns on the floorboard. Now they're pulling guns out and it's an internal investigation. The whole thing's a complete mess.
Bud Crawford had guns in his car?
Yeah, he had a gun. They're both registered legal. They're legal.
Oh, weapon. Okay. Well, I mean, no, if they're legal, then what's
he had his bodyguards with him and everything like that, but they didn't know. And then that's the thing. I don't know really what to think about it because, I mean, if you're driving reckless, no matter who it is, you're getting pulled over. And they got a citation, they moved on, but now there's an investigation going on and
what are they investigating?
Because of how it went down, with the guns getting pulled and everything like that. And then the bodyguard said he was in fear of his – they thought he was in fear of his life for the most part.
So the investigation is into the police officers.
Uh-huh, the whole situation.
Okay, I thought you meant there was an investigation into, like, the guns being in the car. But no, this has to do with how it was handled by law enforcement?
Yes, yeah, so –
What a way to end a celebration. And by the way, Bud's birthday was Sunday, too. It's like, dang it.
He's probably out celebrating.
Yeah, well, we were celebrating the parade, Molly. It was Saturday. This happened Saturday after the parade.
Right. That's why I said he was probably celebrating.
Well, of course he was. But yeah, I guess, I don't know. I had to laugh a little bit because he had got two keys to the city.
He's like, can I use these keys to get out of this
situation?
Jail? Can I give you one of these keys? Like, is this like a get out of jail free card?
Oh my God. What a mess.
I will gladly give you one of these keys if we can just let this all go.
That's just a complete mess. Yeah, that went down this past weekend. Fun stuff in Omaha. Fun stuff. Yeah.
I met with a nutritionalist after all this fast food talk.
How'd that go?
I met with a nutritionalist. So insurance covers it. And I got this notice and they said, like, hey, you can get like an online nutritionalist and it's covered by insurance. I've never gone to like a dietitian or anything like that. And I was like, why not? I mean, what are they going to say? Like, what are we going to do?
So what?
It was 90 minutes. I mean, it was like a complete comprehensive overall of like what I eat, how I eat, when I eat, what I eat.
Okay. What would you determine? What?
I need to get more protein. I don't need enough protein. I'm fine in the carbs department.
Okay.
Totally got carbs covered.
Well, God, you go to Starbucks. They just announced they're adding all these protein drinks now because they're mixing protein into all their drinks.
Well, that's because of GLP-1s.
Okay.
That's one of the things that they tell you. If you start taking GLP-1s, you're supposed to really bump up your protein because it messes with your muscular your muscular density.
Does it? So, okay, that explains it. Okay, because I have a friend who lost a bunch of weight.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. But it's like they also lost a bunch of muscle.
Mm-hmm. If you don't do it looks right, like you can really screw it up. Yeah.
It looks like it. It's like, what happened to your muscles? I didn't say anything. I'm like, you don't say anything.
Right now, two good friends that are on GLP-1s.
Okay.
And both of them are talking about the fact that they've like started getting protein powder.
Okay. All right.
Because I reached out to them because I was like, she mentioned getting like protein powder or something like that.
Well, without saying their names, do they look like they have muscle, like have no muscles now? It's weird. It's like they have no muscles. It's like, where are your
one of
muscles?
Them, one of them that's doing it, and she's the one that I reached out to, and she's going to give me some samples. This is what I was concerned about. A lot of these protein powders are made with whey.
Yes.
I was worried that with like me not being great about dairy, if like whey-based protein powders were going to screw me up. And the thing is that if you ever notice these protein powders, they come in these tubs and they're like $1 million.
Yeah, they are. But there's a lot. Well, that's the funny thing about when you open one up, Molly, it's always like half full.
I know. You're like, what else is in there? Like air. Enjoy the air. You're like, that's pretty expensive air.
Yeah, that's how they get you. I mean, marketing, they're like, buy this thing for $60. It's huge.
So she has one. She's like, it's really expensive, but it dissolves in anything. Because some of these are like clumpy. That's why you see those shakers where they have like the ball in them because it needs to break up the powder. This is one of these where it like melts into anything. Like you could put it in a glass of water and it would be clear.
Okay.
But it's got whey in it and it's really expensive. And she's like, I'll give you a sample and you can see how you feel or if you notice anything. Because I don't know anything about it. There's plant-based ones or whatever. But here's the crazy thing. Now all of a sudden I'm paying attention to protein. And there are like protein drinks at the grocery store that are like milkshakes.
Yeah. Be careful because you're going to be a big old fat chick. Because find yourself drinking more than one. You're like, why? They're so delicious. Well, no, it tastes like chocolate milk.
So there was one and you can have it. Like I had it half of it yesterday at lunch, and then the other half at dinner.
Oh, so you've already you're already doing it. All right.
Like, I'm trying to do it because she was like, you need to get, I think it was like 65 grams of protein a day. And I'm like getting like 20. Like, I really have to pack it on. Like, she's like, you're not getting enough protein. So all of a sudden now, because I'm not really that big of a carnivore, you know that. Like, I'm pretty much a vegetarian. Without being a vegetarian, I'm like an accidental vegetarian. So now all of a sudden, I've got these tortilla wraps that are like protein powered. I got them at Aldi.
So you're
each tortilla wrap has like 16 grams of protein in it. I'm like, damn, I can do this.
Why can't you just eat meat? Can't you just eat meat? You just don't want to eat meat, right?
How much meat would you have to eat to get to 60?
I don't know.
That's what I mean. Like, there's part of it where
I think eggs have protein, all that stuff, and I don't know.
I was thinking about the protein powder because I figured that would be an easy way to incorporate it into what I already eat.
Okay.
You know, like if I can mix it into my coffee, or if I can mix it into, you know, soup.
Soup. I love soup. I don't know how much you'd have to eat. You can eat a Whopper, right? One Whopper has 31 grams of protein.
Oh, really? Does it? You're talk about packing it on. You're like,
you need two of those. You need two of those and then you're good to go.
So I've had to log everything.
Yeah. Again, generally you do.
So it's through this app, Lose It. And I've had it before. I've been using it.
I think I've used that too before. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been using it for years. And so she has access to my Lose It.
And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yes. So I am very, like, I'm putting it in. I was like last night I went to this writing workshop at a brewery, and I'm like, dinner was two beers.
Yeah, but there's no protein in beer, right?
I know.
I don't know if there is or not. I mean, I don't know what you were drinking, but okay.
I doubt it. If there is, it's not a lot.
An egg has 6. You'd have to eat a bunch of – how many do you have to get to? 60-something?
Yeah, like 65.
65 in a day?
Like, just as a start. Yeah. I'm like, I don't think I'm ever going to make it to that.
Okay.
Like, yesterday was probably the best day that I had. And let me look. I don't even know. Like, yesterday was probably the best day that I had. And I got how much protein?
There you go. Molly, I'm working fast food right now. Taco Bell Crunch Wrap Supreme. Do you like those? You like Taco Bell?
Yes.
31 grams. There you go. Two of those and you're set.
Done and done. I got 72 yesterday.
You did get 72.
I think it's because of that shake. That probably. Shake had like 30.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. But hey, listen to this. Do you like Chicken McNuggets? You like nuggets? You like nuggets. 46 grams. 20 piece.
Yeah, but also how much sodium?
Ton.
How much sugar? Yeah, they're like, it's completely weighed out by.
Yeah.
But all I mean, like Saturday, I had 4 grams of protein.
4 grams. So you're not eating anything. What are you eating on Saturday? Just fruit? What do you eat
on? What did I have? I had fruit. I had coffee. Oh, I didn't log all that day.
Okay. All right. That's why.
So that's why. Mostly I'm having like 36, but
I'm going to start logging myself for actually today and see how much I put in. Cause I don't know what I put in. Like this morning I ate like a handful of grapes.
Okay.
That's it.
I mean, that's good probably for fiber, but it's not going to be great for, protein.
No, there's no protein there. Like last night, what did I have? I made arepas.
What are arepas?
It's like a corn flour, bun type thing that you make, and then you cut it open into a pocket, and you stuff food in it.
Really?
Yeah, delish. Delish. I have pulled pork.
It sounds good, but I mean, what food do you stuff in it?
Whatever you want. You can do spaghetti. Savory. You can do spaghetti. I've never thought of that, but absolutely. Yeah. You could.
Did you put soup in it?
If you wanted to, it wouldn't last. But no, I stuff like like pulled pork in there and some guacamole and stuff like that.
That sounds really good.
Some black beans. Put some sauce on that.
I thought you were weaning off of black beans.
I am.
You're like weaning though. I had less black beans then than I did the day before.
Yeah. I'm going to log, and I am curious. I'm probably not eating enough, to be honest with you, but I don't know. But I'll log and see how much protein I actually put in me.
It's crazy once you start paying attention. Mm-hmm. 'Cause then all of a sudden you realize, like, how malnourished you are.
Yeah.
Like when you actually get into, because it's the macros. I don't know if you have the Lose It app, but it's like great.
I did at one given time.
So you can get like all the macros and it's, you know, great and that kind of thing. I definitely have been paying more of attention. I think it's just so funny to have to like log everything. You're like, okay.
Right, so
Last night, I basically had a protein shake and two beers. Do you think that she's going to think that that was a well-balanced dinner?
I think not. I think she might.
She's going to be like, I saw Monday.
Do you pay this person? Are you paying this person? Or is it all on cover insurance?
It's covered through insurance.
So you don't have to pay a dime.
No.
All right, so my Gatorade and Diet Coke has no protein.
Of course not.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to count everything. I mean, that's what you do when you log, Molly. You got to look at everything. You never know.
No, I know.
There might be one
saying-
in there.
There's certain things where, you know, yeah, there's no, like I'm looking at, well, look at this. In the beer, 3.5 grams of protein. I mean, so there you go.
Okay. So you can log that.
Mm-hmm. I did log that. I logged the whole day yesterday. I think the hardest thing was on Saturday we had a party. We went to a birthday party. So it was difficult because you're at a restaurant. You're like, how do I, I'm always, whenever you eat out, it's always hard to log because you're like, I don't know how much is in this, or I don't know necessarily what I'm eating.
You
like, you
ask.
Know, you'll order something.
Yeah.
Pardon?
You should ask.
Well,
they'll tell
it
you.
Was
they'll
family
you.
Style.
Tell you. Okay.
Like it was, you know, so it's not like, hey, I know that I ordered the chicken Vesuvio and I can just put chicken, you know, you're eating a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's it's crazy to try to log that.
Okay. I guess
we had like five different things at dinner. I'm not going to sit there and be like, okay, meatballs.
Oh, that sounds excellent.
Okay, fava beans. Okay.
And this, this is at, not at your house. This was at
a restaurant.
A restaurant. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know how you share food like that with people, but
family style? Haven't you been to restaurants where it's just they put it out on the table and everybody scoops?
Yeah, yeah. I do that at home.
Look at you. You're so
I don't like it.
That happens a lot at parties where it's family style.
I guess you're right. That's my family, I mean, though.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying like you'll go out to, like if you go out to a party, it's family style. Like, it's not everybody gets their own meal. It's like, oh, hey,
you mean we ordered. If I go to someone's house for a party, I don't go to parties. God, now you make me feel like a loser. I don't go to parties. I don't do that. I go to parties, the family parties, but my friends don't invite me to parties.
Really?
No, they don't. Because they know I probably won't show. I'll say happy birthday, but I just won't go. I don't know why.
Are your friends having parties? I mean.
No. Not that I'm aware of. They don't tell me, you know.
Like, don't tell party. There's a party.
Because I steal the party.
You steal it?
I steal it. I make that party mine. So if it's someone's birthday and I'm going to this,
you.
I'm going to this birthday party, guess what I'm wearing?
What?
I'm wearing a happy birthday shirt to me. Happy birthday to me.
Stealing. But it's not your birthday.
No, it's not. Employee of the month.
Why you gotta make it about you?
I'm
Can't
kidding.
You be a
I
giver?
I don't go. So anyway, back to your protein stuff. By the way, I just want to let you know real quick. We haven't talked about this yet. We are going to be adding to the merch store. Your idea. Go ahead, take it.
Sweatshirts.
Yeah, hoodies, baby.
I'm so excited. Hoodies. We can also do some crew necks. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like whatever you like to do. I am a hoodie junkie. I mean, mm-hmm. You're gonna see once we get into the cooler seasons, you're going to get a quite a carousel of my different hoodies.
Okay.
I've got a lot of them.
So do I, actually. So we got response back. Crew necks, stocking hats, and sweatshirts. Same colors, yes. What is a crew neck again?
That's just, I have a couple of them where it's just, it's almost like a sweater. Like it's just a crew neck. Like it's.
Is that a t-shirt?
It doesn't have a hood. Pardon?
Is that a t-shirt?
You're wearing a crew neck.
That's a t-shirt.
No, that's the name of the neckline.
Oh, okay.
A crew neck.
I don't know these things.
Hence the word neck.
Well, I get it, but crew neck. Okay. I thought that was more like V-neck.
Crew
okay.
neck is round. V-neck is V.
You want crew neck t-shirt or sweatshirts?
Yeah.
Why not hoodies? Why? I don't know
and
anyone.
And hoodies.
That,
you can have both.
I don't know anyone that wears crew neck sweatshirts. I really don't. Brock, do you have a crew neck sweatshirt that you wear? It just seems so... I don't know. I don't have one. Not that I'm aware of. Yeah. Okay. So yeah,
I go
hoodies.
For hoodies too.
I think the majority of people are, we're still going to put them both out there, but the majority of people I really do think are hoodie people. I had this conversation with the sweet Wylene, and I feel like I hurt her feelings, and she said, I didn't wear a hoodie yesterday. I wore a sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
Just a regular sweatshirt, crew neck.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I said, you did? I didn't even know. Okay. And
she's like, wait, pay attention.
Well, she goes, it was the Omaha Steaks one. Uh-huh. So I had to punt and go, oh, that's a work thing.
<You're> like,
you can't wear hoodies to work.
She's like, I could, but I like the crew neck. Thank you for insulting my taste. I have both.
Okay. All right. I do not. Okay.
Like,
all right.
Because it's nice. What I love about the crew neck ones is you can wear like a tailored shirt underneath it.
Yeah, sure.
Like I'll wear, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I treat it almost like a sweater, where instead of putting a sweater over a collared shirt, I'll put a sweatshirt. And so I do like it. I have both.
Okay.
So that's why I was like, let's have both, because there are people. Peter doesn't wear hoodies. Peter wears the crew necks.
Oh, he does. All right. Well, he looks like a crew neck. Isn't that funny? Some people look like, like they wear. Yeah, he kind of looks like a crew neck kind of guy.
Yeah, he's not a hoodie guy. He's a crew neck guy.
And
We
got good merch too, people. That's how you support the show. We got I'm With Stupid. That's for the Huskers. You got to check those out. Those are great. That's for the Iowa game that's coming up. There's also a volleyball game coming up. But I got both sides. We both got both sides. We also have Employee of the Month, which everyone should have one of those in their arsenal, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Ask Me About My Cat and Carpool Queen. We got Do Yourself Good. We got whatever you want, whatever you need. We have it all. But you can get
Party Crasher.
Yeah, Party Crasher.
I would like to get a Party Crasher sweatshirt.
Really?
Yeah. I'd like to get a Party Crasher hoodie. I like that. I like the logo. I want a black Party Crasher hoodie.
Okay. All right.
Big Party Show on the back or something like that. Or Party Crasher on the back.
We'll do it all. Just go to bigpartyshow.com. Again, powered by Bythewood Creative. They did such a great job on that website.
Yeah, if you're looking for some creative work done, instead of going to a big agency, you can go to Bythewood Creative. Been around since 2015, bythewoodcreative.com. So like Whiskey Fest that's coming up this weekend, Bythewood Creative is the creative team that's behind like their website and everything. So big agency creativity without the big agency price tag. So if you've got a brand you're launching or a website you're launching, you know, if you're looking for marketing, photography, bythewoodcreative.com, they've got it all.
All right. That's it. That's a wrap. Hey, Friday, we got Fun Factory going on. We also have What the Wylene and whatever else comes at us. Any questions, any dumb questions that aren't dumb questions, you can get to us at bigpartyshow.com right there. Become a party crasher or just hit the BPS crasher Gmail or shoot us a text. Get a lot of text messages. That's 402-915-0962. Is that it? You're going to go count your protein now.
I got to go count.
I'm going to go count too. Yeah. All right. We'll see you Friday. Have a great rest of the week and do yourself good.